fixed mortgage rates of 2.5%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.5.
Golden Oakland Insured.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.084, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event that starts Wednesday. There's no appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FML. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
white dog crap
from it. So can you send us we're about.
Now, does that mean crap from a white dog?
No.
White
when
dog
it turns,
crap.
Yeah, it's when been it there starts, a while. Yeah.
So it can be white dog crap or white dog crap, depending on where you put the emphasis.
I wonder why that turns white.
I don't know. That's a. Why don't you check in?
I will.
Would people, Duty, turn white if you leave
I don't
it out?
Know.
I've never pooped in the yard.
Maybe we need to do an
experiment. I'm
going to
try.
Why don't pee on tonight? Why don't you poop in the yard?
All right.
Check it in 3 or 4 days. Let us know if it's white.
All right.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. And by the way, that's pretty much how this goes. If you didn't like that, then tune away now. Welcome to the November 27th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone for my dental work for 39 years. I know.
Hey!
Long time. But you'll go there a long time, too, if you make your first appointment, and I hope you will. Let's introduce some people to you at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chick.
I give you Dan Strauss, who is in the house with his trouser man. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Does a good job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so fine, Dan.
I'm not in television. You have to talk to somebody in television.
What?
No. Brad Boy's got an idea for a game show. He's been watching game shows. He thinks he's got a great idea. Wheel of what?
Cheese.
Wheel of cheese.
Hmm.
There's already a wheel of four. Oh, you know that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
And
who knows? You never know. I'm sure
that
people laughed at the idea of Wheel of Fortune. Look at that. Look what a success. Who knows? Maybe Wheel of Cheese one day on TV. I doubt it. If you love polka music, and who doesn't, give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. I was in Las Vegas over the weekend, and many years ago, when I was really stupid and young and in my 20s, late 20s, I think even early 30s, I went to Las Vegas, and I was dumb enough to sit down at a poker table in, I believe, the Desert Inn. And the thing about poker is, unlike blackjack or some games where you're playing you're playing other players, and you're playing players who
Vultures.
Are really good, and and they're going to clean you out, as they did me when I was real young and stupid. But there was a lady at the table, and I'll never forget her, and she was such a nice, pleasant person, and to me, she was old, because she was probably 50.
Oh, so
I thought of her as an older lady. And she stole money from me at the poker table, and I didn't realize it till it had already been done, and it was so fast that it got by me, and she took some of my chips. But she hustled me by being nice to me, and one of the things she said to me, she says, you have such pretty teeth. Thank you. thank you. I appreciate that. And then, you know, she said a couple other things, and the next thing I know, she stole about $300 from me.
Wow.
In chips that I had in front of me by distracting me. Yeah. So I kind of blame Ballast Dental Care for that, you know, that loss.
You're gonna
and
get
I
some
thought
free
about
teeth
maybe
cleanings.
Billing
yeah.
them for $300. Going, hey, you took such good care of my teeth that woman hustled, but I don't think they'll pay me back. I've thought about it, and I don't think they'll do that. All they did was what they're supposed to do, and that's keep your teeth healthy, and they'll do it for you, too. They'd love to do it for you. You know, these doctors that have people tell you, the soonest we can get you in is a week from next year. I mean, what? Or the doctors aren't taking any new patients, but we'd be happy to put you on a wait list if a patient dies or something. No, Ballast Dental Care, because you're AM and the PM, will make every effort to get you in just as fast as they can. And if I were you, I'd make an appointment now, because we're 3 days away from the end of this month, and this is the month where if you call, you're going to get, if you need it, the oral sedation at no charge. Normally, it's $285. Let's call that zero, nothing, because you're AM and the PM. So I'd get on the horn tomorrow, if it's probably a little late today, and make that appointment with Ballast Dental Care. And most of you don't need sedation dentistry, but there are some people who do. And if you're one of those cases, then this is great news for you. You just saved $285. You're welcome, because you're AM and the PM. So thank you, and you're welcome. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and I actually have been a patient there for 39 years, ballastdentalcare.com. Tonight, I think, is the big finale for Dancing with the Stars, and as Bill Cleveland would say, I who cares?
Yeah.
Never seen 20 minutes of that show.
My wife cares. That's who cares. You've never seen any of it?
No.
Peon, that surprises me, because you like breasts.
Yeah.
There's some good, Dan, is there not some good cleavage?
Oh, there's some good cleavage on there. And some
legs.
Fantastic legs.
Legs from here to ya-ya.
There's a lot of
cleavage galore.
There's a lot of places to see cleavage, though, without dancing.
That character in one of the Bond movies, Pussy Galore?
Yes.
Cleavage galore.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Hey.
What? That's impossible.
What?
That's impossible. My secretary, Jessica is telling me as soon as I said Pussy Galore, the phones lit up with people wanting to hear my Sean Connery.
Oh, my God.
Right when you said that, they lit up?
Instantaneous.
I didn't hear any phones ring.
Well, she's
silent private. Vibration?
How many?
Wait,
hang on a second.
What?
How many? 500.
500?
Oh.
You have a lot of phone lines coming
in. All right, I'll do it.
A lot of lines coming in here.
Oh, man.
And I'll do it. Here we go. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Yeah.
All right, that's satisfying. You got to do what the listeners want.
What, Jessica?
What'd she say to you?
Something about Stallone. I don't know. Stallone, Sean Connery talking. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
No. I think you misheard her. She told you to go home.
Okay.
The listeners want you to go home.
All right.
That's what they were saying. This guy on before us.
Marvin Killjoy?
Cornbread.
No, it's not cornbread.
I think it's Melvin.
You know, he actually sent me just before, and I forgot to mention this, just before the Thanksgiving holiday. You've heard the show. It's not funny. He's not funny.
Right.
But he sent me a text. It's funnier than anything he's ever said on the show. We were talking about playing best of over Thanksgiving.
And right.
It's kind of the best of bits. We call them best of, the best of the show. And he sends me this text, and he said, yeah, he says, we're going to be doing the best of my show, too. It goes from 12:01 to 12:03. That's pretty funny. Good job, Cornbread.
No.
We got so busy yesterday, or I did. Didn't get to a couple of stories. How about the pileup in, I want to get this right. It was southeastern Texas, Interstate 10. Did you see this? This is a Schaefer auto body dream come true. Over 100 cars wrecked in one accident.
Wow.
One pileup. And in the article I read, it never said why. Did you
fog.
See anywhere? Was it fog?
Yeah.
It's always fog.
Yeah. I tell you, just go into a brick wall.
And have you ever driven in a really thick fog? It's a weird.
Oh, scary.
It's the weirdest thing. You can't see the front of your car.
No, yeah. And you try flipping your brights on, and that doesn't help at all either.
It makes the light right up. They don't go 3 feet.
We had one of those days last week, last Tuesday or Wednesday, the day that that girl hit my car.
It was fog?
No, it wasn't fog because the reason why she hit my car, she backed out into me. But
is it possible that maybe she saw you, recognized who you were, and then waited till you got in the car and hit you on purpose because she hates you?
That's
she
possible.
Hates the show.
That's possible.
I think it's possible. Oh, I think that's Dan Strauss.
Yeah.
I'll hit him. Rolling Stones performed Sunday night in London to 20,000 screaming crazy fans. These guys are amazing. They said they did a 2.5 hour concert. Mick Jagger, who's 69 years old.
Hey, shut that
up. What's up with that?
What do you do that? Sorry. Mick Jagger. He's the youngest in the group, I think, isn't he?
I'm not sure. I don't know much about the Rolling Stones.
2.5 hours, and they said that... This is really interesting. They interviewed a woman named Jennifer Nola. She's 49 years old. She's from Farmingdale, New York. Now, keep in mind, this concert was in London. This is her 80th concert that she's gone to of the Rolling Stones. She has to be rich. How can you afford to go all over the world following the Rolling Stones unless you're really rich and nuts?
Well, I guess you could just go in the neighboring 3 or 4 states, over the years.
This is London, and she lives in New York. That's not exactly neighboring.
Well,
she
true.
Went anyway.
Yeah.
And here's what's interesting. She said, the interviewer, and she said, their energy and their performance are spot on, but they looked wrinkled.
Yeah, of course they are.
They looked wrinkled for 40 years.
Time has not been well to them.
Youth wasn't good to them.
Yeah.
They didn't look exactly great as young people. And, of course, we're jealous. So don't write me and go, you're just jealous. Yeah, you bet I am. That kind of money. Sometimes you see a story and it's supposed to be a sad story, but then if you're honest, you go, well, he kind of deserved it. It's like these people that fall off Mount Everest or something and they do some crazy thing. Here's a guy who, down in Florida, the report was actually released yesterday, 32 years old, choked to death in a roach-eating contest.
What?
Yeah. He swallowed dozens of these big live roaches. Cause of death, asphyxia due to choking and aspiration of gastric contents. In other words, he gagged on roaches and then threw up and died.
Yeah.
He says he died after downing roaches as well as worms for a contest at a reptile store down in Florida, 40 miles north of Miami. The grand prize, check this out. The grand prize for doing something that stupid is a python.
Oh.
You get a snake. Yeah. Again, one of those stories, you go, well, I know I'm supposed to be sad, but sometimes you just do dumb things. Now, here's something I don't get. We have, like 500 energy drinks. It's a little 5-hour energy. And, of course, when it came out, it was just 5 hour. Now there's 3 or 4 of those. There's 5-hour energy plus extra strength 5-hour energy. And I've always said the people that buy this stuff are the people who are supposed to have energy anyway. They're 29 years old or 26 or 22. What do you need energy? I need energy. You don't need energy. I'm the one that needs it. And then they start putting caffeine and stuff in other products, and now Cracker Jacks has introduced caffeinated Cracker Jacks.
I heard about that.
Oh,
this.
Yeah. Yeah, Marvin Kilgore.
What?
Was,
Why?
Was Cornbread talking?
No, I think it was Steve Cochran was talking. They made like 6 or 7 new flavors of Cracker Jack. Like
No.
One's pizza flavor.
Cracker Jacks are Cracker Jacks. Here's my suggestion to Cracker Jacks. The only thing they need to do, put more peanuts in there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Peanuts are the best part, and you got to wait till you get to the bottom to get 8 peanuts out of that.
Yeah.
And you know, some places they sell just those peanuts. And I'm going to tell you, those are the best peanuts I ever tasted, the ones in the Cracker Jack box. And at some point or somewhere, they sold or still sell just the Cracker Jack peanuts. Because I don't care about the popcorn part. I just want to get to the peanuts. And the other thing I saw I saw somebody on TV analyzing this vitamin water that a lot of people drink. You know what the analysis showed? It's just sugar water. There's not a hint of any kind of vitamins in there. How do you get away with that? How do you call it vitamin water? Yeah. And people get sucked into that, and they think that they're drinking vitamins. You're drinking water with sugar in it.
My daughter was into that. Was into that big time, and I had to buy it for a while, and then she...
You didn't have to buy it.
Well, I didn't have to buy it, but...
That's bad parenting.
Yeah.
You caved into your daughter's desire. Oh, wait, I've done that, too.
And I tasted it, and it was like... It was like...
Sweet water.
Yeah. A little bit like Kool-Aid.
Yeah. But put the word vitamin. Just like put the word springs on a water bottle. Glacier Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's never seen a spring or been near one. Jefferson County, another deal where you think, oh, tragic, but a couple of guys been watching a movie, Savages by Oliver Stone. I've not seen this movie.
Hmm.
And they're in their 20s, and there's a scene, I guess, where a guy is either showing another guy how to disarm somebody with a handgun, or it actually happens in the movie, and they'd been watching it with two other friends. So they got into a discussion about how to take a gun away from somebody based on a scene from this movie. So they started demonstrating it, and of course, you know the rest. One guy gets shot in the chest. So my suggestion is don't do that. It's that simple. You guys ever thought about going to Germany?
Sure.
Well, you can cancel those plans.
Really?
Yeah. Because it looks like pretty soon they're going to pass a law banning sex with animals.
What?
Yeah, I know. My reaction, too. Believe it or not, now it is legal to have sex with animals in Germany.
That was the main reason why I was going.
Yeah.
There are even pimps. This is a job in Germany.
Oh,
people who will hook you up with farm animals.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not making this up.
Hey, you see Dolly, my sheep over there?
Over here,
it was
Bessie.
A crime. It was a crime until 1969. But in 60...
Hey! Stop it with the 69 thing.
But in 1969, they took it off the statute books. It was no longer... Here's my question. Why would you decide all of a sudden, yeah, you know what? We've been making this a crime. Let's stop that and let people do it with farm animals. Why? How would that happen anyway?
Wow.
But it did happen in 1969. And then there are websites apparently in Germany promoting, here's the best deals on doing it with animals. There are erotic zoos in Germany for perverts to visit and abuse animals, everything from llamas to goats. It's not a joke.
Wow.
So, Dan, you need to get over there.
Oh, man.
Before they change this law. Now, you folks who are listening, who really like this show and like us, and I know many of you are thinking, what can I get those guys for Christmas? And I understand how you'd feel that way. We've provided you. We've busted our butts. We've sacrificed to bring you entertainment and good jokes and good stories. Knock yourselves out. No limit. Spend as much as you can spend on us. But here's an item that I read about that I'm going to ask you not to get me. And this is a legitimate item that somebody came up with. It is an office desk, a real desk, with a place for stuff and a computer. But beneath it, you stand at this desk. It's a treadmill desk.
A treadmill?
Yeah. So you're walking the treadmill.
Well, that's good. You get your exercise while you're working.
Yeah, I don't want that. So I'm just telling you, before you go out and get that for me, I'll pass on the treadmill desk. I do not want to be walking or running up an inclined belt while I'm at, I don't even want to be at a desk, quite frankly. So I can pass on all counts of that. The new YouTube craze, and when I saw this, I thought it was something else. And Peon, you'll know what I thought it was because you think the same way. The new internet craze is videos of people milking.
Milking?
Now,
we're talking.
Yeah, but it's not that.
Oh, it's not?
No. It's and how stupid is this?
Those are lactating videos. I don't think those are called milking videos.
Well, now see, you just let the whole world know what you look at.
No,
you
study science.
Lactating.
It's science.
Science.
It's young people primarily, pouring milk over their heads. That's it. They just go to a public place, reach up, and pour milk over themselves.
This young generation is going to take over this earth one day.
That's it?
What in the world?
That's it.
Why is that a big deal?
Oh, man.
And how would that get tens, hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube? Because that's all it is. And they call these people milkers. And they interview...
Milkers?
See, I have a different term for milk.
They say milking involves pouring pints of milk over your head, preferably in public places. I guess just to shock people. Well, there's other ways to shock people. Why don't you pour molasses over your head? That'd be even more shocking, and you kind of deserve to have to try to get that out of your hair. Fellow milker George Hoyland said, "We never expected this kind of reaction. It was just for our friends initially. And now people everywhere are milking." No, not everywhere. Not at my house we're not milking.
No.
"It's caused a lot of laughter in our house. One guy poured milk over his head standing in the middle of a road to stop traffic, and then when the car stopped and he's standing, he reached up and pours milk over his head."
That's awesome.
"Some things I will never get." Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've gotten into a bad habit lately of getting to the joke too late, and I know it makes Mike Evans mad, and it makes it shorten his segment. I apologize, but you have to tell this joke right to do it justice, and it happens to be my wife's favorite joke. And I'm stunned by that because it's not the kind of joke I think she'd like, but she actually thinks this is hilarious. And it's a story of a guy who goes to meet his girlfriend's parents for the first time, and as a guy who was one time was a boy, young man, that is a very nerve-wracking thing when you go to meet, especially dad. Her mom was never, to me, a big hurdle to get over, but daddy's a different story. And this kid, 17, is having dinner with her parents. Never met him. He's a nervous wreck. His stomach hurts. He's sick. So he gets over there and meets her dad and her mom, and they decide to sit in the parlor, very formal family, and have a little chat. So he sits on the couch across from mom and dad, and the girlfriend is in another chair to herself. And the family has a dog, Duke the dog, big German shepherd. And when the kid sits down, this dog, Duke, sits right at his feet and stares right at this kid who is facing the dad. Now, the young man is already is a nervous wreck, and now this dog is staring him down. And he is getting more and more nervous, and the pressure is building.
Uh-oh.
He's got gas. And now what? He's at her parents' home, in their home, but he's thinking, hey, that dog is right here at my feet. I'll just lean over and let one loose, and they'll think it's the dog. So he does. He leans to one side, and the old man says, "Duke, get over here. You get over here right now, Duke." And the dog doesn't move. The dog just keeps staring at this kid, this 17-year-old boy. And he's saying, "Well, that felt good. That relieved a little of the pressure." But the longer he sits there, and the more the old man keeps grilling him and talking to him, the more nervous he gets, and pressure builds up again. And he's thinking, well, he thought it was the dog apparently before. Maybe I can have one more pressure release. So he kind of leans a little sideways and lets another one go. And her dad says, "Duke, I mean it, boy. You get over here." And this kid is thinking, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness he thinks it's the dog. They keep talking. The old man keeps talking to him. And he's still nervous. And he's thinking, if I can just get one more off, if I can just relieve one more bit of relief, I think I'll be okay. So once again, he just unnoticeably tips to the side and just lets the last one go. And her dad looks at that dog and says, "All right, that's it, Duke. You get over here right now before that young man poops all over."
check on traffic with Tim Weiland doing the one cheek sneak up in airport traffic. Hi, Tim.
I got to stay serious on this. We've got a mess out here this afternoon. I don't know what's happened since it's got dark, but it's just crazy driving. We've got a really big, serious accident on westbound 70 just before 270. Only one lane was getting through the right lane. Traffic, when we looked at it, was backed up to the airport. Surely by now, we are looking at westbound 64. It's the normal stop and go traffic from the Science Center or Kings Highway through McCausland, but then from Clayton Warson out through Maryville Center, and then it looks like from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge, you've got stop and go traffic. Southbound 170, you've got an accident. It's off on the right shoulder at Olive, but traffic is backed up to St. Charles Rock Road. It's slow again from Ladue down through Highway 64. Northbound 170, they've cleared an earlier accident that was Airport Road, so things are jammed up from the Rock Road up through Airport Road. Westbound Page is actually jammed up from Lindbergh through 270, and then from westbound 364, the Page extension, as you cross over, Creve Coeur Lake on the bridge, it's slow all the way up through 94. On southbound Lindbergh, stop and go from Olive down through 64. And then we're looking at southbound 270 now, and you've got stop and go traffic just a little bit south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Navy Federal. Every dollar goes further with Navy Federal's cash rewards credit card. Earn points with every purchase and redeem them for cash. To get started, visit NavyFederal.org. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential and commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Once again, we're here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the salt, tree sap, and decorative contributions by birds for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
And this time, we're in car.
Here we go.
Here comes the spray as Rain Tunnel Express uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here's the shampoo.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to protect your car.
And now you can save money with gift cards that never expire.
Get 5 downpour washes for $20.
You save $5.
Get 5 monsoon washes for $40.
You save $10.
Order online at raintunnelexpress.com or at any of their locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois.
Oh, we're drying now.
I must say that going through the Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean. But here's a suggestion.
What?
Next time, let's put the convertible top up.
Yeah, but now I qualify for the carpool.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it gets my glasses nice and clean.
Are you paying the tremendous price war among the major term life companies? Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Every day, there's a lot of permanent positive change that occurs here at St. Patrick's Center.
Our clients are working very hard at reaching their goals, and I think St. Patrick's Center reinforces and helps support clients while they do that.
Help St. Patrick's Center provide housing, employment, and health programs for people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless.
If you have a home that you can go to and you can be safe in, then more than likely things will be okay.
To donate, call 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
Tiny bubble, oh, tiny bubble, in the wine, see, in that wine.
Time to go to Southern Cal, or SoCal, or the Coachella Valley. Call it that, too, because that's where he is. He is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. How's that kitchen holding up? Going to make it through the holidays? Can it handle all the people, all the cooking? How about the bathrooms? Embarrassed for people to go in the bathroom? Home entertainment room? How's that going? Thompson Price. Go to this website, find out more, thompsonprice.com, and here is Mike Evans. Well, you can almost be an auctioneer, a drunk auctioneer.
You all right?
Good morning, everybody.
No, it's afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast.
Uh-huh. Well, you're welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Paco's question. All she wants for Christmas is a driver's license. What? What? Name the name of the hottie. Just never had a driver's license. Is it supermodel Kate Upton?
Oh, yeah.
Prince William's wife, Princess Kate Middleton.
Ooh, a couple of hot Kates.
Kristen Stewart?
No.
No. No. Yeah. Legal docket. Insiders say that if Lindsay Lohan's probation violation is handled like other similar cases, Lindsay's probation will be violated. She will be sentenced to 9 months to 1 year in jail, and she would have to, by a record, have to do 60% of that time.
Apparently, she ought to be sentenced to jail for that Liz Taylor performance.
Boy, no kidding. Yeah. Maybe she goes to jail, though, she could get some acting lessons.
Yeah.
They could teach her in there. I love this story. It's my favorite story of the week, maybe the month. Super TV producer Chuck Lorre has given us Mike and Molly, Two and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory. And as a college student, his hero was another TV producer of the olden days, in the 50s and 60s. They gave us Dick Van Dyke and Danny Thomas and Andy Griffith and Gomer Pyle.
Let me guess. Can I guess the name?
Sure.
Sheldon Leonard?
It was Sheldon Leonard.
Yeah.
And to show his appreciation for Sheldon Leonard, Chuck Lorre decided to name his two main characters on Big Bang Theory
Sheldon.
And Leonard.
How about that?
There you go. By the way, Sheldon Leonard played a lot of gangsters in his old acting days. If you see It's a Wonderful Life this Christmas, he plays Martini, the bartender.
Really?
I want you two clowns to get out of my bar.
By the way, I think he did quite a bit of those cameo-type things.
He was a gangster in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
I met Sheldon Leonard
what?
At the Kahala Hilton a couple of times during some conventions, television conventions. And years and years ago, I sat and talked to him one time for about an hour. And what a wonderful man he was. Sheldon Leonard. I just love that story. And had no idea that Sheldon and Leonard, the characters in Big Bang, were named after him.
Well, if Paul Harris were here, he'd say, now you know the rest of the story.
No.
He didn't
Paul
make
Harvey.
That up, did he, himself?
Paul
he made that
Paul
up
Harvey
himself?
Did that. Paul Harvey.
Who was it?
Yeah.
Paul
Harvey.
Who? Paul
Harvey.
Oh, okay, that's right. You're right.
Never trust a man with two first names. Anyway!
No.
Anyway!
No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, swirl.
What was that?
Sounded like
Russell Crowe was shooting the biblical blockbuster Noah about the Great Flood. Then they had to stop shooting because the Great Flood of Hurricane Sandy ruined all the sets.
Mm.
That's rather odd.
That is odd.
Speaking of odd, early Christmas present for Bill Clinton. Hillary arranged for Bill to play the best golf courses in Ireland this week. Scott, what the hell happened to your voice?
It's an Irish brogue.
What?
Irish what?
It's Irish rogue.
I think a brogue
no, it's an
is,
Irish brogue.
I think that's only Scottish.
Driving down a rogue? Of course, it's got to be cold in Ireland in the last week of November.
It's cold, Mikey.
Huh? Oh, my God.
You talked about my wee-wee Mikey.
Oh, you said it, I didn't. Oh. Go on now with your story.
I have to tell you a story about Rihanna.
What happened to the Bill Clinton thing? Oh, just that she's going to pay for
him
to play.
She got him a present of playing golf at the best courses in Ireland this week.
Oh, good for her.
You ought to get me do that for me. Fly me to Ireland.
Yeah, you should.
As a bonus.
No, okay.
Okay, great.
Yeah, done.
That's all it took. Look at that.
Sweet. I've met the enemy, and it was me, Department Rihanna.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
I can't stand her. She is a... what's the word I'm looking for? Skank.
There you go.
Rihanna was contacted about doing a couple of movies and also a special on television, but she was so hard to deal with that the offers have been taken off the table.
No.
It's hard to
can't even imagine.
Anyway!
Oh.
No, and finally. How come everybody else gets anyway but me?
You have to do it by mistake.
Yeah, it has to be an accident.
On purpose.
Oh, I didn't. I said it. Anyway.
No, see, no.
We're pretty adept at picking up on the fakers, too.
Yeah. All right. Who has never had a driver's license? Is supermodel Kate Upton, Princess Kate Middleton, or Kristen Stewart?
Dan.
Ooh, Kate Upton.
I'm going to say Kristen Stewart.
I'll go Middleton.
Supermodel Kate Upton, but I think she could probably find somebody to give her a ride if she needed one.
Mm-hmm.
Come over here and ride this right here.
Yeah.
We don't go for that kind of talk. I'd like to apologize for what he just did there at the end.
Sexist
come over here and
pig.
Ride this right now.
Oh, yeah.
We do not. Can you edit that out?
Yeah, look at
yeah,
women like
that.
Sexual objects.
Edit it out and then edit it into Cornbread Show.
Okay.
Put it in his show. Mike Evans with that thing out and go for it at the end, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. A very few people are under the misconception that they're associated with another kitchen and bath company. They're not. It's just Thompson Price. That's it. That's the name. You want to make sure you get all the right information, go to thompsonprice.com. If you want to remodel your kitchen and bathroom, a home entertainment room, and do it right now. There's another place we can send you. We've been sending you there for years, and apparently a lot of you have gone there because they're very happy. Very happy with the response, as you would be too, you Mr. or Mrs. Advertiser, who are wasting your money somewhere else and should be here. And that's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason of Stiefel Nicholas. I think what they do is a very difficult thing to do because... And when I was younger, I had people who talked me into meeting with them, and they want to talk about my financial future, and, you know, now you and your wife both work again, and they tried to act like they wanted to be your friend, and most of the times I ended up going, you know, hey, thanks for your time, but see you later. And then along came somebody that said something that made sense to me many, many, many years ago, and once it made all the sense in the world, I thought, okay, let's do that. Let's put that little bit of money aside and stick it in that thing he's talking about. That's what you want. You want somebody who talks sense and can talk to you in a language you understand, because people are at all kinds of different levels about investing. There are lots of people who have no idea what a mutual fund is. Dow Jones. I still maintain that people hear the news and the Dow was up. They don't have any idea what Dow is. What is it? Dow Jones. Who is that guy, Dow Jones? They don't know. S&P, like an oyster company or a restaurant or something. They don't know. There's a lot they don't know. And then there are people who do know, and they can talk to all those people. They talk to people all the time who have millions of dollars to invest, and people who have $25,000, and that's the starting point, $25,000 or more. So if that's you, $25,000 or more that you have invested or that you have to invest, all we're suggesting is that you call and set up an appointment. And that's it. And that won't cost you anything. Think you're going to like what you hear? You have an advisor already, so what? You don't have to call your current advisor and get permission to call Mark and Jason. Just do it. Second opinion. You have every right to get that. Here's the website, markandjason.com.
Let's head to the air and see what Tim Weiland sees traffic-wise. Tim?
You know, I know my pilots think I'm crazy. They keep calling back here and going, are you all right? I'm in stitches listening to you guys with Mike. And I know they think I'm crazy, but that's okay. It feels good.
Wait, hold on. You're pilot. You mean you're not flying the aircraft?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even try
it. Oh, man, burst my bubble.
Too well. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's the magic of radio, though,
actually,
right?
It's safer that way.
Oh, tell me about it. I used to remember John Larrabee flying and doing traffic, and he'd be doing southbound 55, yeah, Cessna 25. You know, he'd right in the middle of his report, he'd have to call it to the tower.
Yeah, you're juggling a lot of radios when you do that.
Yeah, no sense doing that. Hey, they're still working. It's a serious accident here on westbound 70 just before 270, only the right lane getting through. You're backed up now approaching 170, getting a little bit better on southbound 270. It's slow approaching 64 down through Geordie Ferry. 64, though, you've got the normal slowdown, Kings Highway, McCausland. It was from Clayton Warson to Maryville Center, but then once you get past the Boone Bridge, you're heavy from 94 almost out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard and eastbound 270. I see brake lights approaching Lindbergh now through New Forest. At this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try St. Louis Bread Company's new Big Kid Grilled Cheese for lunch. All natural Baker's White. Gruyere cheese, Vermont white cheddar, and organic American with smoked bacon. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Wednesday morning. Kat Neville from Feast Magazine. She'll give us a recap of her Thanksgiving dinner, plus a couple of restaurants coming up. Scott Crothers will have the markets, more fallout from Ralcorp being purchased by ConAgra, and all the sports news, traffic, and weather you need. Join us Wednesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Believe it or not, winter is here. Freeze thaw cycles can make a small leak a big one. Let's take care of it now. Call Connolly today at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
For delicious value, try Denny's 16-item 2, 4, 6, or $8 value menu. Eat great for just $4, like the $4 fried cheese melt served with wavy cut french fries. Only at Denny's. Prices and participation may vary.
Well, before you know it, it's over. Just getting started. We'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in
you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Right,
550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheeless. President Obama is on a campaign to sell his ideas to avoid